Podcasts have a problem. Think about it. How many podcasts did you start and abandon before you found this one? Every article that promises podcasting's greatest hits features the same 10 shows everyone's already heard of. And the podcast app that you're playing this on, they're recommending the same podcast to you that they are to your high school gym teacher. Heard FM, a personalized podcast app, believes you deserve a unique podcast experience with recommendations tailored to your interests. Because when you recommend the same thing to everyone, you're not giving anyone the attention they deserve. When you download the app, you'll set up your interest profile, and every Monday you'll receive a new batch of podcasts that are made just for you. So stop looking for podcasts. Heard FM already found them for you. Download Heard FM on iOS and Android now.
Oh my God, dude. That's one way to celebrate Spirit Week.
And have an excuse to buy new shoes.
The entire bucket of paint?
Yep. Toe to tip. Stepped right in. Felt disgusting.
Oh God, I bet. Fresh air and not a hint of strawberry or graveyard to axe.
Specific. You come here often then?
Oh, classic. Not very creative, but I'll give you props for style.
Isn't that the point of any pickup line?
So you admit you're flirting with me.
See my previous point about pickup lines.
A bridge overlooking the town's most scenic garbage dump? Not very romantic.
It isn't, is it?
Callum, why are you looking at me like...
Perfect!
Shippers, stands, and stronger stomached than I. Welcome back to another episode of Behind the Screams. I'm your host, Jocelyn Mathers, and with us tonight is the hunter next door, Freddie Graves.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Let's start with what's definitely on everyone's minds. That twist! Ah! I'll be honest, I didn't know Callum had it in him.
Well, technically, the only thing that's in him is a demon.
It must have been exciting news for you, at least.
Yeah. And Callum's not doing so hot, but I know I had a lot of fun with this story. Possession is one of those things that really challenges you as an actor. I even started working on my neck range of motion in case they wanted to go, like, full exorcist. Basically, I'm part owl now.
Was it hard keeping the big twist under wraps?
You have no idea. I spent the whole drive back from the table read figuring out what his possessed voice would be. I think I gave my local barista a few scares.
No complaints from the fans, though. I'd say it's a hit.
Hey, that's great! I always get excited when something cool like this resonates with them.
Think we could get a few more words in from Demon Callum?
Oh, well... I'd be careful what you wish for. He's just getting started.
Wow! Well, I, for one, can't wait to see what he and the writers have in store for us.
Oh, me too. But I think if Callum doesn't get unpossessed soon, my vocal coach is gonna jump universes and drag the demon out no matter what it takes.
Ouch! Rough news for hashtag Demon Callum Confessions.
Confessions?
Folks, I don't think he's in the know. Should we catch him up to speed? Freddie, the fans have been abuzz, but that's nothing new. How about we take a look at the thirstiest of thirst tweets our team could find?
How thirsty are we talking?
Bloodthirsty.
Hell yeah! Okay, let's hear him! I could fix Callum. I know this in my heart and my soul and my, rectangle. Huh. And they got a little black bar thing for redacted. Neat. Maybe they could help me figure out how to take pictures of my scripts for Twitter without my thumb getting in the way half the time.
You know there's a fan account for it, right?
The photos?
Your thumb. It's been called, and I quote, iconic beyond digital reproach.
So that's why people have been bringing stamp pads to meet and greets. Can't say they're wrong. I've never lost a thumb war in my life, you know.
Really?
Scout's honor. As for Callum, I think he could definitely use someone to lean on most days. Maybe not right now, though. I think right now he bites.
Ooh, poking the fangirls, are we?
Hey, I wouldn't be here without him. Don't roll your eyes at excellent taste. Okay. Actually, fridging that girl was an act of feminism because I am so, so free Thursday night, babe, with 7 E's. I've never seen it spelled that way before. Wow, Cameron wasn't kidding about you guys really being into murder.
True crime is a pretty hot topic right now.
Hopefully not to get any ideas. Never before have I seen a man with pecs you could balance a lunch tray on. If Callum doesn't take his shirt off at least once this season, I'm crashing my car into my house. Well, let's not do that. I don't think insurance covers bloodlines-related incidents. That's very flattering, thank you. I mean, why should Luther get to have all the fun?
Have you seen those biceps?
Every time the cameras start rolling, it feels like.
I'm sure fans wouldn't mind even more eye candy, if you know what I mean.
Well, should we give them a little preview? Show the writers what the fans are missing?
Not start a frenzy. I think you've made your point extremely well.
Yeah, Cameron and I have the same gym hours, that's all I'm saying.
No argument here, or from Twitter. Warren Young, the people have spoken. Don't let the bad guys have all the fun.
Hey, you heard him. I want Freddie Graves to rearrange my guts. I mean, I'm not a medical doctor, although I did think it would be cool to be a nurse growing up.
Did you?
Yeah, I've actually got what they call surgeon's hands. Runs in the family.
What was it that made you choose acting instead?
Oof, million-dollar question. I mean, my story's probably not different from most people here in Hollywood. I was a pretty weird kid growing up, loved making people laugh and telling stories. You know the drill. And it was pretty clear the family business was never going to be my thing. Way too much math, you know?
I certainly don't miss it with this job.
Tell me about it. But to me, the coolest thing about acting is that you get to be anything you want. There are parts of yourself that most people never even see. But when you're playing a character, you have to tap into whatever will help you become that role. Maybe it's good, maybe it's something you're not so proud of, but you still gotta look inside yourself and find it. I like the challenge.
You've played Callum for such a long time. He must have taught you a lot.
Oh, he has. Playing the guy that doesn't want to be a part of the story, you know, it's interesting. Especially since I love the cast and crew we've got here, and anytime I get to be on camera is a blast. You know, the, shoot, Cameron told me about this. It's this storytelling thing. I don't know, the main dude's path?
The hero's journey?
That's it, yes! With the refusal of the call and the threshold and all that, yeah.
You work here long enough, you can recite the thing in your sleep.
You get it. Just without all the industry jargon, Callum is somebody I see as trapped in this hero cycle. We talked about this. His story was never about being an amazing hunter or fulfilling his destiny or any of that. He's a guy that's realized all he wants is to be normal. House, kids, white picket fence, and the story he's in won't let him have that. He has to be somebody else. We get to see him be vulnerable in a way that we don't usually get with action hero dudes, you know? Callum's... he's sort of an actor himself.
I never thought of it like that. Especially tonight. It really shows when an actor cares that much about their character.
Oh, that's nice of you to say.
Of course. I think we've got time for one more tweet.
I wish Demon Callum would eviscerate my skull in a back alleyway and drink my last two remaining brain cells like a coconut shell margarita. Hashtag Demon Callum Confessions. Wow, you guys are specific, and this is, evocative. Very... yeah, sounds like this person has had a couple margaritas themselves.
What did I say? People dig the voice.
Hey, how could you not? Love the enthusiasm for it, but maybe wait until he's all better first? Medical bills, guys. They'll pack more of a punch than him if you're not careful.
Speaking of all better, does that mean a rescue mission is in the works?
Well, Bex would never leave her twin hanging. And he was the one that saved her at the end of last season, so, you know, there's definitely an opportunity for a cool reversal. You know, girl power.
Oh, who doesn't love some good sibling bonding? Even if the circumstances aren't ideal.
Have they ever been?
Good point. Glad to hear Callum's got the cavalry coming. And if there's anything more you'd like to share...
Hey, hey, no spoilers. My lips are zipped. But I'm super excited. He's definitely gonna need her help afterwards, too. This kind of thing, I mean, gosh, it's scary as f***.
Do you think this will change how you play him at all?
Oh, definitely. I mean, the guy's totally freaked out right now. A demon hanging out in your body will do that. And, you know, I think he's kind of pissed.
Angry, you mean?
Well, yeah. Imagine if you just wanted to chill somewhere having a normal life and the universe kept throwing a bunch of monsters at you and then it just says, let's go crazy, and shoves you into The Exorcist 6. If I were him, I'd punch the universe in the face.
Now, that's a fight I'd like to see. And maybe some good old-fashioned angst in the cards?
Oh, yeah. Callum's still in there and he's not having a good time. But, hey, Bex owes the guy a rescue. And she's never backed down before.
Maybe we'll finally find out who's the older twin.
I don't know about that. It's my favorite running bit that we have. But I think this will bring them a lot closer together as siblings. Even more of a dynamic duo. Just, you know, better at talking things out. Adult stuff.
I'm sure everyone is excited to see more. Sounds like there's a new bad boy on the block. Look out, Luther!
Yeah, I'm coming for you, man.
Freddy, thanks for joining us tonight on Behind the Screams, and thanks to the viewers at home for tuning in.
Always glad to be here. Hey, see you guys next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.
Was that a vamp pun?
You know me. I keep them coming. Good night, everybody.
This episode of Behind the Screams was written by Newton Shottlecotty and directed by Marissa Tandon. It featured Alexandra Tandon as Cassie, Torian Brackett as Callum and Freddie, and Madison Garris as Jocelyn. Sound design is by Newton Shottlecotty. To keep up with our show, follow us on social media at ThatVampShow or join us on our website at tandemproductions.com.